Jerry Bader Show, 936. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Talking about how emergency personnel now have to hold up tarps and blankets at accident scenes to protect injured, in some cases, mortally injured people, mangled, disfigured, from people who would whip out their cell phones, take pictures, post it on Twitter, Instagram, and other social media. Question I'm asking is, have these types of vultures always been out there in these numbers? And is it just the technology, much the same way I believe the number of pedophiles hasn't changed all that much? The instances of pedophilia have, because they now have the comfort of the internet. They can approach children remote control. They don't have to go lurking in parks and potentially get caught. Maybe this is the same thing, but I suspect that people also have just become darker in general, more morbid, and less respecting of the dignity of others. That's my belief. But I realize I'm being conflicting here because I don't know that there are more pedophiles than there used to be. There's just an easier way for them to do it. And maybe it's a combination of both. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. But it is disturbing to me because I would never think of whipping out a camera. It would be the furthest thought from my mind. What if it's your daughter? That doesn't occur to anybody? Really? Any of these people, I should say? Tim in Lublin. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I think you've been hitting the nail all around the head there. When you raise this point, you raise the point that I used to hear Rush Limbaugh always get upset about, and that is our culture's thinking versus feeling. And these, with the cameras that you now have on your cell phones and your ability to be able to capture the morbid and these things that, you know, these shock values that give you that sensation feeling, even though it's of a gruesome sight, it's something where, like you said, people don't think if that was my daughter or my wife or my child. And I believe this is just, it's showing, I think, of a little bit of disintegration in our culture in terms of respect for other people, not thinking of them as somebody that could be related to you, and how would you like it if it was done to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I really do think that's part of it. And this Mr. Lundy, who is quoted in this piece, Tim, I think he's got part of it too, where he says people, they don't realize that it's real, that it's just like something they're watching on TV by virtue of the fact that they are either still photo, you know, photography, or thanks a lot for the call, or video recording it. I remember taking this up a few years ago when it was just certain websites that would do it. Now, anybody can feed it to the entire world. Remember the big deal, Jason? Fox News inadvertently aired a high-speed chase where the guy died and his kids were watching or something. I don't remember the details. Now, anybody can do this. Anybody can do this, and they do. Dan from Wild Rose. Dan, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Nice to talk to you. Listen, I think you're missing a point here. If you remember back in the 1800s, people would come from miles around to watch a hanging. They bring their children. They make a big spectacle of it. And then at the time, there in the 1940s, there was a woman executed, and some guy had hit a camera in his pant legs and took a picture of her being executed, and all that was put all over the papers, too.
Okay, that's an interesting comparison. So I would say that you're right, that people have always been attracted, that a segment of the population has always been attracted to the morbid. I do think you're right. Are executions, though, where someone is getting ostensibly their just desserts, coming to watch that, is that the same as, for want of a better term, getting off at someone mangled, a hapless victim in an accident?
Well, no, I can see that point of view. But, you know, I mean, how would that be right now if we had executions? You think people would come around and pay money or whatever to see an execution?
Yes. I think if you could go see an execution, people would. You know, there has been a debate for decades on whether to televise them.
I think that's a big deterrent, though. If you would see a person hanging there dead or something like that, I mean, that would be a deterrent. But we're getting off a base here of having these other people just go and snap pictures of a dead body or somebody dying. That is, I can't believe that people can be so morbid as to go ahead and take their last dignity. That's for sure, because it was an accident. But people have had always this morbid curiosity with the death, because we're a living person, you know.
And I think that's true. Thanks a lot for the call. But I think there's a step between, okay, am I the type of person that would want to try to get a look at someone horribly disfigured or injured? No, I'm not. But let's say that you are. Let's say that you want to see that. Even if you are, isn't there another step between that and sharing it to the whole world? I think there is. Steve in Appleton. Steve, go ahead.
Good morning. In 1967, I took my first computer course, and the first day of the professor defined what a computer is, and I think this applies to all technology. He said that a computer allows a clerk who normally could offend 5 or 6 customers an hour can now offend 5 or 6,000 customers an hour. It's simply a personality amplifier.
First, he was way ahead of his time. Two, I think there is some truth to that. Because I admit that with the pedophile example, thanks a lot for the call, I think that's exactly what happened. So I agree that that's a factor, but I think people are just, as some people are, let me put it this way. I think the percentage of people in society that are devoid of compassion when it comes to the suffering of others has grown. I truly believe that. But I believe what he just said is true as well. John on the road. John, go ahead.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for sharing your format. Auschwitz, people didn't flock there. Everybody that went, that had to go, the army guys and stuff that took pictures, they said they were sticking, they were throwing up, everything was, you know, and people don't flock to battlefields. I'm not sure what the difference is, but we're talking a lot of gore, and it doesn't seem to attract.
Interesting observation. Although I will tell you that there is some footage of D-Day. There's some color footage, and it's popular viewing. Now it's 70 years ago, and it's historical, and maybe people use that as a buffer. One more call on this, Jason. We'll take Pat's call number, unless you get a brilliant call in the next minute or two here. We'll take one or two more, then we need to move on. Pat on the road. Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. This discussion reminded me that at one point I heard that during the Revolutionary War, people used to sit on the hills and have picnics watching the battles.
So was it because they enjoyed watching death, or because it was so important to them how the battle went?
Well, if it was that important to them, I don't know that they'd be having fun, you know, having a picnic out on the hill.
Yeah,
curiosity. As a kid, we lived where a fire department, the trucks would go past our house all the time. We would follow the trucks to see what was going on.
I will say this.
Curiosity of disaster, I guess. And if you think about 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
How many people watch that on TV because people like watching disaster?
I think there is some truth to that. I think there has always been a percentage of that in society. I'm going to quick share this email, Jason. This is from a law enforcement officer. This behavior is one of the major issues in emergency personnel deal with at accident scenes. Trying to keep traffic moving safely past the scene can make an officer very testy. I think the number of people that are insensitive has increased dramatically. There have always been ghouls among us, but the amount of insensitive, stupid people has increased, and the proof of that can be shown by the type of elected officials we enjoy. Yeah, I will tell you, I think it's a combination of both. And maybe it really is just one and the same, that you have people who would be inclined to do this, but it was just too difficult. Here is the other part of this equation that I guess we'll never really know. How is this received online? How would you measure that traffic? When people do this, I would love to know what the hits are, what the viewing is of it. And I would leave you this on this topic. When the cable networks, Fox, CNN, when they got into live coverage of a high-speed chase in Southern California that you normally wouldn't give a damn about, why were those so popular? Why do you think those were so popular? Because people wanted to see if it ended in a horrible crash. So I guess it's always been there. I still feel that it has grown. Oh, yeah, there Shepard Smith, where the guy got out and shot himself live on TV. That's what I was thinking of. That's what it was. It was a suicide. I had forgotten that. That's the one I was thinking of. I don't know what the answer is, but as Jason, I think, very accurately said early on, it's sad either way. John Boehner grows a pair. We'll get to that. It's 9:48.
The Jerry Boehner Show.